I'm Dominique.
And I'm Sylvia.
Welcome to the High Vibes and the Mind podcast,
where multicultural moms connect.
Hi everyone, welcome back to the show. So today we're going to talk about spirit guides. We have a guest, her name is Vanessa Stewart. She's a writer and intuitive channel who works as a soul guide. She has helped people worldwide learn how to connect and work with their spirit guides. A powerful connection to her spirit guide Z led her to become a professional intuitive in 2016. Vanessa believes the world will transform if we all remember the souls we are and that we could communicate with our spirit teams. Vanessa is based right outside Los Angeles, and when she's not channeling spirit guides, she enjoys gazing at palm trees, devouring delicious tacos, and dancing to the beat of some classic new wave tunes. So let's learn about spirit guides. It's very exciting. Hello, everyone. This is Veronique back on High Vibes and the Mic. Hi, Sylvia. How are you?
Hi. Good, Veronique. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. So today we have a guest, Vanessa. How are you today, Vanessa?
Very good. Thank you for having me today.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for coming. So our first question, we're going to start right away because we have a lot of questions.
Okay.
Yes.
We're very, very, you know, interested. So the first question we're going to ask you, I'm sure everybody asks you that, is how did you connect? How did you connect with your spirit guide? And do you follow like a ritual, a process?
How do I personally connect?
Yes.
It's been a process. It's been over a 20-year process for me. I started out, when I first started out 20 years ago, I actually had to go through a bit of a meditation, a visualization, and I would meet my guides in a gazebo. And it would require me to actually get in a rather deep altered state in this meditation. And over time and practice and consistency, I'm now able to just communicate with them whenever. So I don't really have to do rituals or anything like that. But I think for somebody just starting out, it would be great if you turned it into some sort of regular practice or some sort of ritual. If you want to burn a candle or play some music before you get into that kind of mode, and then maybe feel protected, you know, because a lot of people have some fear about connecting to spirit, and move into that. That would be great.
So for people who don't know, because I don't know much about it, so what is a spirit guide?
A spirit guide is a non-physical being of love. It is basically us when we cross over and go back home. And spirit guides are those beings who have been asked to come back and be guides for us. So they go through a bit of a training process. And that training process helps them basically remove a lot of their ego so they can be beings of unconditional love and help guide us in through unconditional love without any kind of judgment for either party in any situation. And you do have to accept that role, and you have free will, so you don't have to accept it. But I would say most do.
Most of them wants to help, right?
Yes. It's an honor to be asked. Yes.
Okay. And so you mentioned in your website about that you work with many different teachers, medium, healers, mm-hmm. and that you connected with your spirit guide. Mm-hmm. That you call Zed.
Yes, Zed or Z. Yes.
Z, yeah. And then everything changed. So can you tell us more about this experience?
Yes. I mean, I learned the basics from other people. And what I learned is a lot of those teachers were already connected to their guides. And they showed me that you could have that experience. Once I met Z, and of course, again, this is over 20 years of building this relationship and connecting and opening up my intuitive abilities. It's this process of direct revelation, this direct connection to spirit. Once I met him, it just took my intuitive abilities to the next level, because here was this being that loved me and knew me from other lifetimes, knew me from in between lifetimes, and was able to help me remember the soul that I am. So once you meet your spirit guides and you start consciously working with them and practicing and making that a daily part of your spiritual connection, your activities, you're going to start remembering more and more of who you are, more and more of the soul. It's like you start embodying more of the soul self. And that opens up all of the intuitive abilities, your clairaudience, your clairvoyance, all of those. And so it just took me to the next level. I mean, I worked with a lot of people, but this meeting my guides took me to the ultimate level.
Okay, I see. So, and that help you more in your, of course, in your current life, if you can remember what happened in your past life?
Yes, in past lives, but also in between lives. Like people who are in spirit have rich lives. They're not just sitting on a cloud playing a harp. I mean, you can if you want to, but they are having these rich lives. So I was able to remember more of who I am in spirit. What do I do? What are my activities? What are my interests? Who else do I know? And besides, Z was sort of like opening the door to me meeting all these friends again. And so I was able to connect with other spirits that I know that are on the other side. And also including my loved ones, was able to open up that door too, to talk more freely with my loved ones that are there as well in spirit.
So Vanessa, how do they connect with you then? How do you, I mean, not how do they connect, I mean to ask, how can they help you? When you're connecting with your spirit guide, in what ways can they help you?
Oh,
it's
wow.
Like through profession, through emotional.
Endless. It's through every aspect of your life they can help you. They help you walk a more aligned path. They help you follow your soul's purpose, your soul's truth. They help you follow your dreams. They help you achieve those things that you want to achieve, but to do it in a soulful way. It's not just about going and making a lot of money and getting a big house and a car. It's about really aligning with your soul truth, remembering why you came here, why you're here this time. What did you want to really experience? But they can help you with the simplest things. We're talking about finding a great parking spot. We're talking about having a smooth trip to the grocery store, you know, making sure beforehand that you create the smooth experience where there's little to no traffic. You find the perfect parking stop. You go in, there's not a line at the checkout. And that's where you can really call in what are called helper guides. And those helper guides, I call them parking fairies, but those helper guides are the ones that can help you have a smoother ride in the world, a smoother existence, so things aren't as hectic and stressed. And they can also help you calm down. You know, a lot of us are stressed out. A lot of us are, you know, I live in the LA area, so there's a lot of traffic. And that's where I use them a lot, is just to have a smooth trip down the interstate. You know, you don't want to have any accidents or things that'll slow you down. You want to be able just to have a smooth ride. So they can help you with the smallest things like that to the bigger things about maybe how to better communicate in your relationships, how to better communicate with your spouse. Let's just say that your children are having difficulties. They can help you better communicate with your children and understand that each person in your life has a soul and has a higher self. Okay. And the higher self is the part of them that has more of the memories, that has more of the access, and you can communicate with that higher self, you know. And if you're having a hard time communicating with your partner, you can communicate with the higher self instead to try to get some insight on how to improve the relationship. So it's endless the amount of ways that they can help you.
Well, so that also means that they could come and go. We could have different spirit guides throughout our lives, depending on your situation.
Yeah, you usually have anywhere from, in my experience, I found people usually have primary guides, and it's usually between 1 to 3, maybe more. And the primary guides are the ones that are with you from the moment you're born until the moment you cross over. And then there's what are called teacher guides, and these teacher guides can come in during a short time. Like, I had a teacher guide that was just with me through university. The moment I graduated, he was gone. He was out. He left. And he was just there to help me retain the information and get through my studies. So you can call on teacher guides. They do come automatically. But let's just say you're a musician and you really are inspired by the Beatles, and you want to maybe call on John Lennon to kind of give you a hand on writing a song. That's completely possible as well. Spirit is available to you, and they do act as guides.
Yeah. So what if you're done with your spirit, with their work? Like, you're kind of, okay, you already helped me with this, now I'm moving on to another phase. Do they leave on their own, or do we need to invite them to leave when, kind of like when the contracts are over? Between you and this spirit guide that is a temporary one?
I mean, you can. Usually they know. They just know. Energetically, mm-hmm. They know when it's the end. Like my guide, Karan, that helped me through university, he just left. He took off. I didn't have to do anything to get him mm-hmm. to leave. I actually didn't know that he left, and I found out later, and I was kind of sad because I really liked his energy.
No. It's like, please come back.
Yeah.
So how do you help people connect with their spirit guides? Like, especially the ones who don't really know anything about it, how can they make that connection? Is this through your sessions, or is there an easy way for them to do it?
They certainly can work with somebody like me and go through a process that I do, it's a coaching and mediumship session. And I take somebody through the process of energetically connecting to their guide. And they connect to what I call the energetic signature. Everything and everywhere and every place, every person has an energetic signature. So I go through feeling. And feeling is the number one, because we're all psychic. We all have psychic abilities. Some of us are just more advanced than others, but this is a skill that you can build. And most of us are clairsentient, which is clear feeling. We can feel energy. That's our natural soul self, feeling the energy. And so I usually take people through a process of connecting through that energy, rather than maybe doing the mind yet, the clairvoyance, because that's something not everybody has or can do, but it just depends. I go wherever somebody is at, and I work with their guides. So their guides are speaking to me, telling me about the person, how to work with the person, what the person needs to know at that time. But if you wanted to do it on your own, which is what I kind of did, I worked with mentors later, but in the beginning, I just read a lot of books. And meditation is always a great way to start to slow you down a little bit. But I know from experience, not everybody likes meditation or can do it. So if you can't sit down and really focus, then try a walking meditation. Do some mindfulness practices, like get out in nature, point out the birds, point out the trees. Just get into kind of more of a state where your mind is more open. And then just send out the intention. Intention is everything. Send out the intention. I'd like to meet my spirit guides. I'd like to know you. The moment you open that door, they will come in and they'll start showing you signs. They'll show you feathers. You can ask to see a red balloon, and there it is. And they'll start playing with you. It's like a bit of a childlike sort of sense of curiosity that you need to have. And they will come in because they will be so excited the moment you even are curious. And that's what happened to me. The moment I was open to it, it just started. The song signs came in, the number signs came in. And you can do guided meditations as well. If you're somebody who wants to work more solo, there's so many guided meditations on YouTube that you can use as well.
Yeah. And trust your intuition as well, right? That you're actually listening. Because I think a lot of people... I was like that for a while too. I'm like, is this really what I'm listening? Is that like a sign? Should I take that as a sign, or, oh, maybe it's nothing, you know, and you just don't trust your intuition.
Yeah. I think you should just go ahead and trust it, because once you are setting the intention, don't question it. I know we do that. I know I do. I mm-hmm. still do it sometimes. But yeah. It's like playing a game with them. You're opening up. You're taking a step forward and going, oh, what's this? What's this? and they'll play with you back. It's that kind of thing.
Yeah. And is there anything that people should be aware of or cautious when trying to connect with a guide and maybe inviting something that you're not really wanting to deal with?
Again, I always say it's your intention. So if you're somebody who has a lot of belief systems, or maybe you're a little afraid of spirit, I know I was, because I grew up watching a lot of, you know, the horror movies in the 80s and 90s and that kind of thing. And there was a little bit of trepidation on my part. So what I would suggest is go ahead and do a little practice where you're cleansing yourself energetically, and you imagine maybe like a golden light around you. Know that you're protected. Try to get into as much of a love vibration as you can by listening to pleasant music, and tell yourself, I am safe. If you like to work with angels, Archangel Michael is the angel to call on to help you feel protected and safe. Mm-hmm. But I would say that we all, each one of us, have a, what you could call a protector guide, or some people refer to it as a guardian angel. So we don't even know how protected we are. We have no idea. So we really don't need to be afraid of attracting anything negative, unless you're like in a bad space. You don't want to be in a stressful place or a negative space or feeling bad kind of energy. That's not the time to connect. You need to take a bit, like if you're going through a very stressful time in your life and you're very, very upset and you're like, guides, 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 it's most likely that that's not the time to connect. Go for a walk. Chill out a little bit, calm down, listen to some good music, you know, lift your vibration up a little bit, and then connect. You know, that way you don't have to worry about running into anything negative at all.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. Especially when you're doing, try to meditate or try to, like, if you want to pray or just take that time for yourself and you're in a bad mood or like angry with anything. It was me this morning. I was kind of upset. I was telling Veronique. It was like I had a rough morning. And said, I tried to go even like try to go to mass and relax, but it wasn't working. It was just not. I thought like to myself, I'm not. I should have stayed home and maybe have gone for a walk or something, and then try to calm myself down, meditate. That's when you can expect things to happen. Because if you're like closed up like that with the not so pleasant feelings, It doesn't really work. It's hard to connect.
Yeah. When you talk about, you know, those movies in the 80s and 90s, I think that's what is also stopping me from trying to do that, because I got traumatized. So yeah, that's true. I would be afraid to call something that I really don't want to hear or see about, right? But now that you said, you know, we protected, and I know I'm protected also. So maybe one day I'm going to go in a deep, you know, meditation and try it out.
Yeah, just try it out and go at your own speed. You've got plenty of time, so you don't need to force it. I was very afraid too, like I said, and I started out with those guided meditations or those visualizations of going to a space in my mind that I felt safe in, which was like a park with trees and a gazebo, and then would invite them in. And it took me a little bit to get comfortable, because, you know, you're dealing, your mind will question it and doubt it and go, am I just making this up? But just keep going with it. You have to have an open, curious mind and record and write down your experiences, and just keep going and keep going. And talk to them during the day, even if you can't hear them or feel them, and just start inviting them into your reality. And you're going to start seeing the signs. It will pop up. You'll start noticing things, that they will reach you.
So do you think those spirit guides are maybe part of a family or family tree, or because you said they're part of you? Because sometimes, not now, but sometimes when I really need, I can feel my grandmother. Maybe in dreams, or, you know, I can feel that she's close to me. So those spirit guides, are they people that were with you in another life, or were they people that were with you and they died and they're coming back to help you?
They can be. There's a lot of people do connect with their ancestor guides, and that goes back generations and generations. Usually our primary guide isn't somebody who we knew in life, but I've experienced some people, if you lost somebody at a very young age, a grandmother or parents, they do come in and they will take the role of maybe like a protector guide through your life sometimes. But you can totally connect with your ancestors and bring that energy in. And your loved ones, in my experience, aren't kind of members of your primary team from life, but they come in, they're like consultants, and they can come in and out. Like they come in, it's like, you know, grandma will come in when you're cooking her, you know, her recipe, and you can feel her energy because she really is there. And so in that way, they do act as guides. They can help you in your life, and you can communicate with them, and they can give you advice.
Okay, because that also brings me to, on your website, you're talking about, you know, spirit visitation dreams.
Yes.
And this is when she comes all the time. When I have like a decision, I remember when I met my husband, when I was engaged at the time, and I know she came in a dream and she was like, congratulations, that's the one.
Aww.
I remember that dream and she was like, yeah, wow. You guys are going to get married. So yeah. I guess, you know, when you dream, you know, sometimes you're like, it's just a dream. That wasn't real.
No, yeah, we dismiss those, don't we? We just dismiss this. I've had several visitations from my grandmother and from people that I've lost over the years. They're so real. And usually there's a telltale sign, okay? And the telltale sign is the emotion and the feeling. When you wake up and you can remember what they felt like, if you were hugging them, or you can remember their voice, or this visceral reaction that you're having. And it's usually a pleasant dream. You know, they're sharing messages with you. Sometimes even the colors will be maybe a little bit more vivid or bright, or they'll be like a golden glow, I've noticed, when you're having those spirit visitations. So yeah, don't dismiss those. Those are absolutely real visitations. Spirit and are made of energy, and they insert themselves into our dreams. So it's kind of like, from what they've told me, they sort of kind of watch the dream that we're having, and then they pick the perfect time to come into the dream. So you can have the most mundane dream where you're shopping at the grocery store and grandmother will just come in, and there you see her coming up the aisle, and you're having, and then it turns into this more visceral dream all of a sudden, and you're having this conversation or something like that. Those are completely real. They love, love, love to visit us in our dreams, because that's when we're most open. And I like to tell people, those dreams that you're having, you can have those in the daytime in your real life, through that more tangible experience, if you're opening up to their spirit. And you may feel their presence, you could smell their perfume or their cologne, or after you've worked with developing your clairvoyance, you can kind of see them in your mind's eye, like their face will just pop up in your mind all of a sudden, and you're like, oh, you're here. Hello, how are you? And you can communicate, and you really can have that close of a connection. It just takes time and practice, and it's like remembering that skill, because I think we forget. When you're a child, you still have it, and then over time we forget it. So it's just a practice of remembering.
Yeah, I completely. Could it be also bad, like if you have like a bad dream or something, is that just you being stressed out?
If it's
could it be like
usually,
a bad spirit?
If you're having a bad dream about a loved one, like let's say that your loved one unfortunately passed away in a tragic accident, and you're having a bad dream maybe that they're stuck or they're in a bad place, that's usually more about your own feelings, okay? They are scooped up by their guides, their angels, and they're taken over. So if you're having bad dreams like that, check yourself and check your feelings. Check if you're worried about them, and ask to be cleansed of that. Ask your guides or your angels to cleanse you of that so you can start having positive dreams. In the case of like animals and animal guides, I always like to point out to people, if you're having a recurring bad dream that you're being chased by something like a black bear, and that's a recurring dream you've had for 20 years, try in your next time that you have that dream to turn around and face the bear, because in my experience, that bear is trying to give you medicine, is trying to share their energy with you. So Yeah, if watch those dreams. So with animals and animal guides, they like to come through sometimes where you're being chased or you have a snake that's wrapping itself around you. You know, go wake up from the dream, write it down, and look up the spiritual meaning of the snake or the spiritual meaning of the bear. And look for how it relates to you. Look if it resonates with something that you're going through or some kind of aspect of their energy that you need in life.
So it would be like, sorry, like facing your fear? Or
yes.
Something stressing you out?
It's it can be, but let's just say that you're somebody who lacks courage in life to go after what you really want. And you're being chased and chased and chased and chased by this bear. And at some point you turn around and you face the bear and all of a sudden the bear just becomes like a floppy dog or something and is just happy to see you. Then you've conquered that. And it's like you are incorporating the energy of the bear, that of the courage of the bear to just walk your truth. And this is just one example of an experience with power animals. This is kind of a shamanic viewpoint of the world to see animals as guides like that.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I never thought about that like this. So.
I have a book about spirit animals, Animal Speak. Mm-hmm. Yeah, have you heard of that one?
That is the one that I always recommend. It's the best book out there.
Yes.
Yeah, it's such a great book.
Yeah.
It'll tell you also all the meanings.
Yeah, of all the, like, if you have a, so you also can help someone find out about their animal guides, spirit guides.
Yes.
Yeah.
If they show up, yes. If they show up, and plenty of people will have animal guides that do show up during my sessions,
nice.
As well as all sorts of different types of guides, like even guides that are otherworldly, you could say.
Oh, I believe you.
Yeah.
So interesting.
You know your animal guide, Silvio?
I got a report, from another clairvoyant reader. And yeah, so I know the like six basic ones, that are with me all the time.
Okay.
Yeah, but six. That book is amazing. Yeah, it's really informative.
All right, so going back to the spirit guide. So I read on your website also that you said that the timing is right now to communicate with us, that they can communicate with us better now. So is there something that changed during the years, or maybe people were not aware, were not awake?
There's been so many energetic shifts over the last 40 years. And a lot of people go all the way back to the shift that happened in 1987, which they call the harmonic convergence. But what I was told by my team is this has been going on for a long time, as far back as right after World War II, is when the call went out to bring in much more light workers onto Earth to help shift the energy on Earth to more of a love state. It's like to drop off some of that contrast that we're experiencing to move into a higher vibration. And that shift is happening every few years. Like there was a big one that happened in 2012. 2020 was a huge shift. So many people woke up during 2020. And now again in 2024, we're having another big shift. And I've been seeing that over the years. You can see it every now and then. A lot of people just suddenly are waking up. And the energy right now is so easy to connect to spirit compared to when I started over 20 years ago. It just feels different. I have seen people go from 0 to 60 now. It took me 20 years. I've seen people now. It's like the energy's easier. It's more malleable. It's more, it's not that it was ever far away, but it just feels a little bit closer, a little bit easier, because the more of us, the more people who wake up and the more people that are connecting to their guides, the more that we make it okay, the more that we make it more available for everybody else. And that's what's happening, is more and more of us are getting interested in spirituality and spirit guides and working with crystals and all that sorts of stuff, you know, energy healing and Reiki and all that kind of stuff, that it sort of permeates the collective energy around Earth. And it just makes it easier to kind of explore all of this. So now is the time. It's like the perfect time.
I think also, sorry, I don't know what I have today. It's It's easier also, I guess, to communicate also nowadays. Because before, when I got interested in all of this, I can only read about it. You know, it was you have to buy a book or go through a book. But now there's so many people online talking about it, and you can find stuff so much easier now. So maybe also, you know, it's more, it's more affordable, not affordable, it's more, people can have access to it more easily, I guess.
Yeah, there's so much more information. Just even since I started professionally being a medium in 2016, it's just exploded. It really exploded after 2020. A lot of people went through a shift and really found their true selves and their true passion. And I remember in the 90s, there wasn't a lot of books. And it was like, you know, there were only a few authors at that time that were writing about this kind of stuff. And now it's so, so extensive. And it's everywhere. Like, I remember having to go to the occult section at the bookstore, and there to just be like maybe one or two little books. And now it's everywhere. You can go into the most, you know, average store and find stuff on crystals and on meditation. And it's becoming much more mainstream. And again, that ties back to it's getting easier because more people are being open and they're accepting it.
Yeah. I remember when I started taking courses, meditation courses, 2014. And it was, I was surprised actually that I could find something like that in the US because I'm from Brazil, and in Brazil, people are very tuned in with their spirituality and getting like channeling. Mm-hmm. Yeah, guide spirits. So I was really like familiar with that and just used to it being around people who actually are like seeing them do it, like channel a being and all that stuff. I always liked that. And then when I moved to the US, I was like, oh, there's no way I can find anything like that. And then sure enough, through a friend, found this meditation school, and they work with the same type of things, just like different words that they use, of course, like it's all different language, but in the end, it's always kind of the same thing, you know, that working with the spirit guides and and spirits and energy. It was just like a little different in Brazil, and I was happy to see it here. And like you're saying, it's just like more and more and more. You see it everywhere now, which you have to be careful in a way to make sure you're really working with someone experienced, right? And who knows, it's not just like a trend.
Discernment is key. You really want to be discerning and check in with how you feel when you're working with somebody. If somebody makes you feel fearful to connect to spirit, fearful to know who you are, or they tell you my way is the only way, those are two big, huge red flags. So you don't want to work with somebody like that. You want to work with somebody who makes you feel good, who's positive and empowering, and tells you that you can do it too. Not somebody who says, I'm the only one that can do it, but helps other people reach, you know, that pinnacle, that connection with their soul self.
Yeah, exactly. And so what are the courses that you offer? The courses, not courses, readings that you offer to people?
Yeah,
I want to take one. Like, I want to see guys.
It's my Meet Your Spirit Team session right now that I'm doing. And that's the mediumship and coaching session where I take somebody through a visualization too. And even if you know who your guides are, or even if, you know, whatever level you're at, it can deepen that process and deepen your connection with them. And then once you've worked with me through that space, we can do successive sessions where we get more into your soul self, more into your past lives. Because the main thing that I'm trying to help is to help people remember the soul they are. That's what was so wonderful about my process with my guides, was not just connecting to them and working with them on a daily basis, but to really get to know who I am, get to know my other lifetimes, get to know why I'm here, my purpose, what I'm doing, what I'm good at, you know, what am I here to heal, if anything, what are my challenges, those types of things. So I love working with people on understanding their soul history and their other lifetimes and why they're here.
Yeah, I love that. And especially when you can actually break the patterns from old past lives that you don't need to be dealing with this lifetime. If you don't know how to, like, if you're not working with someone who can help you with that. You're just going to be like always stuck in the same pattern over and over again and not learning your lesson. So I think like that would be great for that reading.
Yeah. Awareness is key. That's something my guide Z often says to me. Awareness of that's key. To become more aware of those imprints, those energetic imprints that we carry through successive lifetimes.
Yeah, I agree. All right. Do you have another question?
No, I was just going to ask, where do people can find you then?
Oh, yeah.
You have a website, an Instagram account?
Yeah,
they can follow you?
Yeah, you can find me. My website is spiritguideconnection.com, and my Instagram handle is also Spirit Guide Connection, and I'm on Facebook as well, Spirit Guide Connection. It's all
easy.
Yeah, easy peasy. That's how I like it.
Of course, we'll include everything in the show notes. So if somebody wants to connect with you, they can just go there and read the note and see where you are. And I mean, I was thinking what Sylvia just said, that you don't have to repeat the pattern and everything. That would be so nice to know, not what really happened in your past life, but to know that, okay, this is in the past. Yeah, I don't need to deal with that again.
And that's what's great about working with the guides, because the guides will tell me, they'll just get straight to the point and say, this is what's happening. They're doing this and they don't need to do this anymore. That's why I work directly with the guides and your higher self as well, because your higher self, I always include that on the spirit team. So that's who I work with to help people.
Yeah.
It's great to help people. Yeah.
Very nice. Yeah. I'm going to send you an email because I think we always I work with, I'm a psychic and I also clairvoyant reader, and I do take classes just to keep up with, working on my own energy. But I always feel like I need to have another healer, another person to look at my energy. And it's just like every month doing a massage, a body massage. I feel like having this type of healing massage is very important for us. So doesn't matter if you work with energy or not, like it's good for everyone.
Yeah, it definitely helps to check in.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Vanessa. Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thank you for coming. Love the conversation.
Thank you for having me. It was lovely. I enjoyed it.
You just got a new client.
Yeah. Hey. I mean, I'm so easy for those things. I love it.
Thank you. And guys, don't forget to follow us on Instagram, to leave us a review on Apple Podcast and Spotify. And we'll be back on Monday.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening today. May your journey towards spiritual fulfillment never end. Until next time, keep learning, growing, and exploring. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and Pinterest.